chapter 4, verse 16. We'll look at verses 16, 17, and 18. And the verses we looked at last week, or week 4 last, Paul talked about being jars of clay, that us human beings are like jars of clay. We are weak, but we are jars that contain a lot of power. Even though we are weak, we have the power of the Lord within us, and we see the power of God working and transforming lives in the world. And so for that reason, Paul says, look, we're going to continue to do the work. We're going to continue to preach the word. We've received it. We're growing in it. Y'all are growing in it. And therefore, even though we are weak, we are still going to continue to do the Lord's work. And that was kind of the idea that we saw in the verses we looked at week 4 last. So let's pray, and then we'll get started. God, we come to you. We thank you for these words. I pray that your Holy Spirit would be with us tonight, God, that you would help us to find strength and encouragement in these words, dear Lord, that God, in our weakness, that we would know that we cannot get through things on our own, but that you are with us. So I pray, God, that these words would just kind of stick to us tonight, dear Lord, that we would recall them and that we would live by them in our daily lives. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Therefore, he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, therefore, we do not give up. Now, we see therefore sometimes in the New Testament especially. Therefore, well, what was he talking about? He was talking about that God had been doing the work through them, that they were weak vessels, but God had been using them, and God had been working in the lives of other people through them, and people had come to Jesus Christ. And therefore, even though it's difficult to serve the Lord, therefore, we do not give up. Now, this is a good word for us to think about tonight. We do not give up, because there are times in our life that we do want to give up, that life gets really difficult, and we are weak, and in our weakness, we just, things happen to us, and whatever it may be, just stuff with work, or stuff with school, or stuff with health, or stuff with family, or whatever it is, and sometimes it just seems like one thing after another, and one blow after the next blow. And sometimes we just want to give up, and we just say, God, I've just had enough. I'm just tired, dear Lord. Y'all have probably all experienced that. You've had a season in life where you're just tired. Sometimes we have seasons in life where in our family we have maybe a lot of death. Every family's kind of probably had that before, where it just seems like a lot of deaths real close together, and that's tough on you. And it's just whatever the situation may be, there are days that you just say, God, I don't know how much more I can take. But on days like that, we just have to trust in the Lord's strength and not rely on our own strength and not give up. He says in verse 16, therefore, we do not give up, even though our outer person is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. Now, Paul knew what it was like for the outer person to go through some difficult situation. He says, look, in our bodies, we're suffering. The work that we're doing for the kingdom of God, it is not easy. We are suffering. We are enduring all kind of pain and persecution, and even Christians being killed. I mean, you may remember in the book of Acts when Stephen preached that great sermon to the people, and then it says at the end of the sermon that all the people closed their ears, and they started to holler, and then they stoned Stephen to death. And so the audience was not very receptive. When the times after Jesus, it wasn't very receptive. And guess what? There's plenty in the world that aren't receptive of the gospel today. There are still Christians who are being killed today. So when Paul says, look, our outer person is being destroyed, he means that quite literally. Quite literally, Paul and the other apostles were being destroyed. They were suffering greatly, imprisonments and beatings and all kind of things that they were struggling for. But in the midst of all that, they did not give up. And what does he say? Our outer person is being destroyed, but our inner person is being renewed day by day. Now, how is that possible? How can it ever be for us that our outer person is being destroyed, but our inner person is being renewed? You may have experienced that personally. You may have seen that. You ever seen somebody that was just that was just sick, and their body was just, it was just beat down with cancer or whatever it is, and they just got no quality of life, and they're just in pain, and yet somehow they praise the Lord. And it's not uncommon for Christians in the midst of situations like that to say that they're growing in their relationship with the Lord. How is that possible? That when our bodies are breaking down, whether through persecution or whether through sickness or whatever it is, how is it that when we're in our worst times that we draw closer to the Lord, that we are renewed by the Lord? Well, it's probably because we seek Him more in those times. When things are going pretty good, we may not seek the Lord as often as we should. But man, you let things start going fast, we remember the Lord real quick. We're quick to forget the Lord in the good times, but we are even quicker to remember the Lord in the bad times. And there's something about going through hardships and difficulties and sickness that I think it resets our focus, because we realize in those days just how precious life is and just how important things in this life are that maybe we didn't realize were important. Maybe how important our families are, or the things that we do or the things that we don't do. Tragedy and hardship and sickness have a way of getting our attention so that we call out to God and we begin to seek Him in a much different way. And guess what? It shouldn't come as a surprise to us that when we seek the Lord, we will find Him. And when we find the Lord and we begin to pray to Him and we begin to read His Word and we begin to listen to Him, then God begins to renew our inner self. And so Paul said here, look, we're doing the work of the Lord. Our life is hard. And even though outside life is tough, he says we are growing in the Lord every day. That's a beautiful thing. When we have faith in the Lord and we're trusting in the Lord and we're doing His will and we're doing His work, there's a certain joy and a peace that is not touched by anything outside of us. No matter what our circumstances are, we are not shaken if we're trusting in the Lord. And Paul was there. He says, look, on the outside, look, we're suffering. But every day God's drawing us closer and closer to Him. And there was a certain peace and a certain joy that Paul had. And that's why they didn't give up. Even though life was hard, they didn't give up because they were trusting in the Lord. Verse 17. For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So what he says is, what we're experiencing now, as bad as it is, once we are in the glory, in the presence of God, that is going to surpass our hardships more than we could ever imagine. And so that was his encouragement to continue going. But listen to what he says. For our momentary light affliction. Our momentary light affliction. Okay, so things aren't too bad for Paul. I'm going through a few little difficult things, but they're not that bad. Well, flip to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want to read to y'all some of these light afflictions that Paul was enduring. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We won't look too much at the context of it. We'll get there in a few weeks when we get to chapter 11. But just toward the end of the chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 21, the end of verse 21 into verse 22, and we're going to read that, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, about the halfway point through verse 21 is where we will start. Now, there had been some people that had been coming to Corinth, and they were not good teachers. They weren't teaching the people right, they weren't leading the people right, and they really were putting a lot of burden on the people. And Paul is saying, look, you listen to all these people, you listen to the foolishness that they say, would you just listen to me? I've been a good example. I've taught you and I've led you and I've taught you right. I haven't deceived you or put burden on you. And you listen to these other folks that come in and their foolishness. And he says, would you listen to me and my foolishness? He says, if you want to listen to them boast about all the things that they can do, then let me boast to you for a minute. And he says in verse 21, but in whatever anyone dares to boast, I am talking foolishly, I also dare. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I'm talking like a madman. I'm a better one, with far more labors, with many more imprisonments, far worse beatings, near death many times. 5 times I received 39 lashes from the Jews. 3 times I was beaten with rods by the Romans. 1 I was stoned by my enemies. 3 I was shipwrecked. I have spent night and day in the open sea. On frequent journeys I faced dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own people, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the open country, dangers on the sea, and danger among false brothers. Labor and hardship, many sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, often without food, cold and lacking clothing. These are the light afflictions that Paul went through. Look at this list of stuff. In prison and beaten, hungry, stuck at sea, shipwrecked, all of these things. And yet, how does Paul refer to these things that he goes to in chapter 4? He refers to these things as light afflictions. Isn't that interesting? It's all about our perspective, I believe. Now, we may say, oh, my life is so hard. And maybe it is. I'm not saying your life is not hard. But I'm saying Paul's life was hard too. Maybe in different ways than our life is hard. We're probably not experiencing persecution. We probably aren't seeing our brothers and sisters in Christ, at least people we know being stoned. There are brothers and sisters in Christ being stoned or killed in some way, shape, or another in our world today. So maybe we're not experiencing the same hardships as Paul, but we're experiencing hardships. But the question is, how do we deal with those things? How do we stay encouraged in those things? How do we have the ability and the power like Paul to say, but I will not give up? Well, he wouldn't give up because he was seeking his power from the Lord. And in the midst of all of it, he didn't quit seeking the Lord. He didn't quit serving the Lord. And he was being renewed. And for that reason, he could say, look, what I'm going through, it's just light affliction. Beatings, all these 39 lashes I've taken multiple times, this is nothing. This is just lightweight stuff. And he says, look, as bad as this is, he says, I keep my eyes on the future. Because as bad as life is here, I'm looking for the glory that is to come. And it's gonna be so much better, millions of times better, infinitely better than the worst sufferings that I've experienced. The glory of God is going to be better than I could ever imagine. So Paul says, I'm only here for a little while. These things, they're nothing, because I trust in the Lord. Listen to what he says in verse 18. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That's good advice for us. We do not focus on what is seen. Now, what we see is chaos. What we see sometimes in our world, in our lives, in the lives of people we know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem fair. And what we see, it just doesn't look good. And if we focus on that, and it's easy for us to do, we probably fall into that trap. If we focus on that, all we see is chaos, and we can't make sense of it. I don't know if y'all remember back in probably the 90s, this was a big deal. These things called Magic Eye. You probably had a book on your coffee table. And it looked something like this. Does that look familiar to anybody? Do y'all remember those things when they were real popular? And that looks like a bunch of nothing. It just looks like nothing. It's just chaos. Just colors and random shapes and things all over. Can anybody tell me what that is? I'll give you a second to look at it. And tell me what that image is in that Magic Eye. I couldn't either.
I used to see them.
You may not can see it from that far.
Don't you have to get up close to it and back up?
Well, some people have to. Some people can just look and see them in an instant. But this image, if we just look at this, where we're sitting right now, that doesn't look like anything to us. If I told you to focus on that, there's nothing there. And that's how it is for us in the world. If we look at the world, all we see is chaos. We've really got to take our time, and we've really got to focus and look past that. Now, the way these magic eyes work is your eyes kind of focus on different things, and it kind of blurs and it pulls together, and all of this stuff you see actually makes an image. And if you're able to see it, that's the image that you should have seen. And you say, well, I didn't see that. How do you get that from that? right? Well, Paul says here, we don't focus on what is seen. We have to look deeper to what is unseen, because God is there. Whether we see it, whether we recognize it, there may be chaos all around us, but if we really look hard, we will see God. Now, praise the Lord, God's not like the magic eye. Some people just can't see Him because of their eyes, different depth perception. Some people just physically aren't able to do it. But praise the Lord, we are all able to see God if we would just seek Him. If we would just look through the chaos. Paul says, look, my life is full of hardship and pain and suffering, but I'm going to look past all that. I'm going to look past the chaos. I'm going to look past the pain, because I know that God is there, and my focus is not on what's in front of me. My focus is, not directly in front of me. My focus is on the future, what is ahead of me in the kingdom of God. So we do not focus on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That's good news. Now, I see sometimes, I was listening to a show a while back, and this guy on this show, he was attempting to, he didn't say live forever, he just wanted to live as long as he possibly could. And maybe it would be forever, and maybe it wouldn't. And this guy, he's a millionaire, and he's got all, I forgot, like 50-something doctors maybe, that just work for him all the time. Always checking his blood, always telling him exactly what amount of this and what amount of that he needs in his life, and getting blood infusions from younger people to have certain things is going to make him live longer, and got the strictest exercise regimen and all these things so he can live as long as he can. Now, I don't know about you guys. Now, I enjoy living here, and I love y'all, and there's a lot of good things in this world, but I don't want to live here forever, because this old world is not getting any better. And I've got bad news for you. It's not going to get any better. Well, maybe for a season it will. You look at the history of the world. It goes from bad to good to bad to good to bad to good. But it's just bad. There's always going to be sickness and death and dying and killing and evil people. And life is just hard. You got to get out and work and cut the grass. And none of that's fun. But praise the Lord here. Paul says these things are temporary. Now, I don't know about this guy that's trying to live forever. I don't know what he sees or what he thinks the future's going to be like, but he don't know that there's something bigger and better than what there is here, or else he wouldn't be trying so hard to live forever. But we know by the Word of God that there is something better, that this old world is going to serve its purpose, but it's a temporary purpose. But what awaits us is eternal. What awaits us, if we trust in Jesus Christ, is an eternity in the glory of God. And this is what keeps Paul going. This is his motivation. This is his encouragement. This is why he can say, I don't give up, because I know I'm only here for a little while. Now, I know that in our life, especially when we're younger, it feels like that 80 years or ever how many years that we're going to live on this earth is an eternity. But you talk to any person that's a little older, and they'll almost all tell you the same thing. Man, this my life has gone by so quick. Where did the years go? And all of a sudden, we've lived our few little 80 years that we thought was going to take forever, and it's gone in a flash. And Paul says, look, this life's tough, but it's not going to last very long. And so I'm going to keep on trucking. I'm going to keep on doing the Lord's work. I'm not going to look on what's in front of me, because that's so depressing. I'm just going to look toward Jesus Christ, because He's going to be victorious over all these things. I'm not going to focus on what I see, but I'm going to focus on what I haven't seen yet, in eternity with God, the glory of God. And I look forward to that day. So may that be our encouragement for us, so that we can say we will not give up. Let's pray. God, we thank You for these good words, and I pray that we would trust in them and find some strength in them. Dear Lord, maybe there are some that are here tonight or listening online, and their outer person is being destroyed, dear Lord. Their life is tough, and it's full of stress and suffering and a variety of ways, dear Lord. There are so many ways in which life is just tough. But I pray, God, that if anybody is being destroyed outwardly, that they would find hope in Jesus Christ tonight. That You would renew them inwardly, God, that they would seek You and call upon You and trust in You and let You be their strength, dear Lord, that You would renew them in their inner self, God. That we would know that no matter how serious our afflictions may be in this world, God, that You'll give us the strength to get through. We are only here for a little while, and God, that's it's still tough in the moment when we are going through these things. But I pray, dear Lord, that you help us not to lose focus of the bigger picture, and that is eternity with you. That is deliverance from all the pain and the sickness and the death and all the tough stuff that we go through here, dear Lord. I pray that we would not be overwhelmed by what is seen, but that we would be renewed by what is unseen. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.